Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Yeah! Hey! Good morning, 712 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
I was telling you the story about when I was a young man learning how to play guitar in White. I remember getting a Great White best of CD for a Christmas or a birthday. Mm-hmm. And what I used to do is I used to take my portable CD player, my Discman.
Did you have anti-skip?
Oh, of course, dude.
Nice.
Sit there and...
Your parents did it right.
You told every friend, look, it's got anti-skip. And then what did you do? You hit the top of it. Look at no skip, bro.
I would only put it on anti-skip if I had it in my pocket, though, because it drained the battery.
Oh, it did. Dude, it sucked. Those double A's is... Yeah. kids don't understand.
Did we have lithium ion back then? No.
No. I still remember when the first rechargeable batteries came out. Like, they were for your home.
Rechargeable.
Remember that? They were green and white. Plug it into the outlet
there.
They
suck, too.
Oh, dude, they absolutely.
Last, like,
no.
A minute.
No. But kids today will never know the struggle of having to, one, wedge that Discman in your pocket. It never fit. Mm-mm. Never.
Nope.
Because pockets were not the size of a Discman.
Unless you had a pair of JNCOs, but your parents would never buy you a Discman and JNCOs because they were both really expensive.
No. God, if you were living the life.
Yeah.
You acted like your parents didn't love you or you hated your parents, yet you're walking around with JNCO jeans on, rocking the Discman.
Just a rich JNCO wearing...
Emo.
Emo.
Whatever, Ma, you don't understand me. The worst part about those JNCO jeans, though, is that Discman was so far down in the pocket.
It
was pulling your headphones out all the time.
You're right.
Terrible, man.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I used to sit and I'd have my Discman plugged into my guitar amp, which I had way too big of a guitar amp. Of course, I wanted the biggest, loudest one. And then my guitar plugged in and I would play the song through the amp and then play over top of it as I was learning.
Oh, man.
I'm sure my parents loved it.
Yeah, and your neighbors and the people a block away.
It was great, man. It was great. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
It's bear o'clock. I got to kill us some time. Around whiskey 30, I'll be clear tonight.
Hey, doggy. If you don't know.
Jagger bombs.
Ooh, Jager bombs. Beer o'clock, the term, it's when it's time to have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a new study.
52.
That's right, we did a study on it. Figured out that beer o'clock happens at 6:31 p.m. on Friday.
Really?
Oh, no, I had me plenty.
Hey, it's Friday, man.
It is Friday. And at 6:31 today.
Cracking one.
It's beer o'clock, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Seriously, they actually spent time on this to figure out. And that's it. So now you know, every Friday, 6:31, beer o'clock, crap open.
Jeez, man.
Crack open. A cold one.
You know, I know why it's 6:30. It's everybody gets off work. Everybody gets their, you know, things together for Friday, and then, boom, sit down and you want to drink a beer.
Now, everyone, though, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
That's always been the saying, but really, if you think about it, you just got done with work, unless you got a tall boy sitting in your cup holder out in your car.
It's going to be around 6:30.
It's going to be around 6:30 by the time you get the boys. Mm-hmm. You get the boys together, and you're out at the bar cracking open that first one. I think that's a perfect time.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We all have jobs, you know?
You bum.
You don't even know what time we get off.
You sandal-wearing bum.
Doesn't even know.
Yeah, no joke. 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. Well, you son of a bitch, I'm still stuck in traffic.
Yeah, sipping on margaritas, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, it must be nice. You just woke up from your midday nap, you bum.
You bum.
You sandal-wearing, puka shell sporting.
Yeah, life's good, isn't it?
Hawaiian shirt. Covered.
Yeah. It's nice when you don't have to go to work and you sit on the beach and play guitar all day.
Yeah, that would be 5 o'clock. You bum. Love it. Lastly, if you add up the preferences of all the perverts out there, apparently this is what you get. The porn site xhamster.com just released the 2019 trend report, which is based on everything people did and didn't watch on the site last year. Here's a list of some of the findings. Women watching porn was up 28% in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Sluts. Number two, the biggest fetish that men and women disagree on is spanking. It was the 7th most popular for women, but only the 98th most popular for men.
Really?
Now, is that men being spanked or men spanking women? Or watching women spank women or men spank men?
I don't know. I'm not into it.
I'm not a big spanker. Are you a big spanker?
No.
No?
Spanky.
Spanky? Alfalfa? Or is it spanky?
Spanky. No, I'm not into that. What? I don't.
Well, here's the thing.
Discipline.
There's only a couple of angles. Actually, really only one angle that spanking is viable. And that's, I think you get what I'm showing you here.
Oh, yeah.
But whenever you're in, you know, the classic, I would say, doggo style.
Yeah.
That's a weird angle.
Yeah.
It's like bongos, but it's too tight up against your body. You know what I'm saying?
I just never got it.
I don't know.
What's appealing about it?
And you're always so worried you're going to make too hard a contact, and that just ruins the mood.
Yeah.
Same thing with hair pulling. If you pull too hard,
you know, there's a lot of weird things that us humans do during intercourse that, you know, if you brought up to an alien, he'd be like, why?
The searches for BBW, Big Beautiful Women porn.
Oh, that's what it stands for.
Yeah. What do you think it stood for?
I don't know.
Yeah, BBW, Big Beautiful Woman.
What's BBC?
I almost fell for that one. I almost fell for that one. That was up over 87%.
Really?
For Big Beautiful Women.
Apparently Americans like the fatty.
Well, we're all getting fat, so that's what it is.
Maybe it's just, how it is.
Yeah, yeah. Just eventually we're all fat, and it'll just be the norm. Redheads. Searches for redheads in porn were down 14%. I like a good redhead.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat a nice redhead.
I don't know. The one from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. No, I like, you give me a nice natural redhead, nice light skin, freckles, curly hair. I like it. Redheads are crazy, too.
Jeez, man.
And
looking at me like that.
The whole 50 Shades of Grey. You got a little red in your beard,
Shut up. You weirdo.
You know, Hunter, I never noticed.
All right, shirt's coming off.
Pop that top, bro. Searches for BDSM dropped 34%. So the whole,
I don't know what that stands for either.
Like bondage, basically.
Yeah.
You
is
know,
like the leather and
the leather and the whips and the chains, whistles, yo-yos.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we got going on. Bunch of degenerates.
I'm trying to think of some other abbreviations that I don't know that I'm curious about. I don't know. I'd have to go back.
You're not good with anagrams or whatever that is.
No.
So there you go. We're perverts, and it's beer o'clock.
Do it.
Oh, wait, Dad.
It's beer o'clock.
All right, we'll be back.
The Morning Dump on the Plan B Morning Show is brought to you by